In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, did you take the chorus stop?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 107, recorded June 6th, 2014. I am your host, Weird Wolf. Along with me this evening is Megamus.
How's it going?
Tobias.
Hello, everybody.
A.K.A. Dr. Arkaville. And I notice I do that sometimes. It's like I'll call some people by their username and some people by their real name, and I'm not consistent with it. Oh, well. And Headmaster Don.
Hey, everybody.
Well, I've been gone for a few weeks or a couple weeks anyway, and as you can see, the background is a little bit different behind me. And the reason for that is I have moved, I'm still actually in the process of moving, and I haven't even shaved yet in like 3 days now. But
I hope you at least showered.
Showered. Oh.
You remember what showered was? You know, when you shower, you take a shower. Wait a minute. Did you take one of them there baths? Did you take them a bath? Is that better?
Well, on the subject of showering, we will talk about that a little bit later in this show.
I'm leading up to it.
Yes. My wife and I, my whole family, we moved from a duplex into a actual house, and we are excited, and also saving a little bit of money at the same time. We're still in the process of moving. I've still got a few pickup truckloads left at the old place, but it's mainly non-valuables and some clothes, some like little end tables, and that's about it, and pots and pans. But as you can see, the bulk of things are here. My collection is here, and that is my collection, not a wall of boxes, empty boxes like I had before. And my setup is a little bit different here. So if I find myself doing this and then turning this way, it's because at the old place, my old setup, I was used to running like the sound and everything from my right, and now I'm having to do it from my left and getting a little crosswired. But
see, what happened was when you were cleaning your stuff, you struck a hole like Jed Clampett. So actually, you're in the Clampett Mansion. You know, you just don't want to be bragging about it.
No, by no means. This is about a 60-year-old house that we're in. It's a Cape Cod design. As you can see, the angle behind me here, both sides of the room do that, and it's kind of a challenge getting detolfs in here. I really like it. The house has charm. This actually is the largest room in the house, and I claimed it for my man cave.
There you go. It's where you should be.
I mean, I've got my computer set up here, got my collection back there. I have a couch, a full couch and chair up here, and a 42-inch TV with a PlayStation 4.
The only thing you need in there is a hot burner, a refrigerator, and then every once in a while you need to go potty. Other than that, you'd be good to go.
Yeah, I have to go downstairs for that. But yeah,
either that or a big bucket.
I do have a cat's litter box back here. Unfortunately, it's the only place that we could put it, and it's like right at the top of the stairs here. So, yeah. So if you see some cats coming and going, that's what they're doing. And of course, I did have one under my foot here. Headmaster Don, he's always got Massey attacking him and everything. And well, I'm either going to have Bigglesworth or Bart come up and get me from time to time because this room has.
That's just his way of showing love, apparently.
Yeah, but I have no door on this room because of the way it's designed. So it actually kind of like,
oh, speaking of Bart, there he is. Dolls.
And you come to the top of the stairs and it pretty much opens up into this room here, and then turn to the right and that's where my girls stay. So yeah, it's a really nice place. Really tired. I've been putting beds together and setting up entertainment centers, and I made a trip up to the old place and grabbed a pickup load of stuff and brought it down this morning, and I'm tired. I'm actually beyond tired right now. I haven't even been, honestly, I haven't even been able to think about the podcast in a while, and I do apologize to our listeners because I haven't got the last couple episodes recorded yet, but I will get to those as soon as I get some free time. So please bear with us. But with that, I believe, has anybody else got anything they want to talk about that they've had in the, happened in the last week or two since I've been gone?
Well, you bought a house and I'm in the process of selling my house. So it's,
well, we didn't buy
house, my house, my house. Well, you moved into a place and I'm moving out. Well, it's my parents' house where I grew up. We lived there since I was 5 years old. That was
the family home.
Yeah, it was 39 years ago we moved in there. So,
man, I totally, you're old.
Yeah, I totally relate to that, though. The house my parents had whenever I was, whenever I was playing with Transformers when I was little, up until about the time I was about 13, we had a family home. The house that my mom and dad actually built with their own hands, and it was all we ever knew. And we packed up and sold out and moved to Florida, and leaving that house was really hard because it's all I had ever knew. And my sisters and my brother, it was a really, really hard time for us. And I mean, so many memories, in the house. And so I totally relate, to, yeah.
Well, I guess maybe that's the one good thing about being an only child is the downside was this last year and a half since mom died, it's been all on me. But at least, it's not three or four of us trying to make this decision at the same time and some wanting to keep it, some wanting to, so at least there's been a little streamlined effect, I guess. But, four bedrooms, 2.5 baths for a guy, his collection is cat. That's a lot of house for one person.
Yeah. So is it the house that you're in now, or?
Oh, no, I live in an apartment right now. Oh. I've got a two-bedroom apartment. No, it's a house where I grew up. It's a four-bedroom, 2.5 bath, 3 acres of land.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing is actually driving by the house that you grew up in and seeing someone else live there and seeing the property changed in a way that you're not accustomed to. That's actually kind of hard.
It's like, I'm sure I'll go by and just drive by whenever I'm down there, but it'll be like, oh, she's not going to like that. Then I have to catch myself. It's like, she's gone. I've got to, to borrow a quote, let it go.
Yeah. But, I also want to note too that, Mariah Baby, is going, well, she said she's going to join us, but she's running a little bit late. So if she pops in, just kind of expect that. So without further ado, I think we'll segue into our Ouch My Wallet segment. Ouch My Wallet is brought to you by CapturePrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, and also MegaToyFan.com.
Yes. Oh.
No. We got to come up with a better plug for you, Brett.
Conveniently, he's the next one over.
Yeah, just whatever. Call us whatever. Just call us.
Yes. But yeah, great toys, great service, great prices. I got a one step. It's awesome. It's Grimlock. It just, that's all it does right there. He's actually not terrible. I mean, I didn't expect much out of a one step, but he's kind of cool.
Yeah, but you said that that one would be like a really easy repaint to Megatron. Is that what you were saying?
I was just being a little shit.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Still, I mean, isn't it the same?
It's a T-Rex.
Similarity.
Yeah. Well, don't forget there was that prototype that was floating around of the Generations Grimlock with the Megatron head. That still may come out at some point in some fashion. Hopefully, it'll look better than what it did in the prototype stage.
Yeah.
Hopefully, a little better than Grimlock.
You know, the Voyager Grimlock is not bad at all.
Well, I thought the Generations Grimlock.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That just. But yeah. I will say it is better than Energon Grimlock, which is available now at your local Toys R Us in a 2-pack.
Well, so, and the sad thing is I'm kind of a Grimlock collector too. So
Don't.
I have to.
No, you don't. Don't.
But I'll probably go back and get an Energon Grimlock for dirt cheap. I'm not going to pay more than $10 for one. So
that's too much.
Yeah, I know, but
pocket lint too much for that figure.
Dang.
Speaking of Mega Toy Fan, do you have a Energon Grimlock handy?
I thought you were going to say speaking of pocket lint.
No, I have a lot of that right now.
I think so. Huh? I know we had a bunch of those. Isn't that the one that combines with Swoop?
Swoop, yeah.
Yeah, the form Mega Dinobot.
Yeah, probably.
I'll put it like this. It's a crappy Energon toy.
I think Energon's. The one that combined with Energon Prime, the Star Saber homage.
Oh, the Wing Saber.
Yeah, I think Wing Saber is a better figure than the Energon Grimlock. And he has 2 points of articulation in his elbows.
Yeah. Well, a lot of G1s were like that, you know, so can't really. I mean, this one step, I mean, once you transform it, I mean, it has that. That's all. That's the extent of its, of its articulation. I mean, the only reason I got it is because it's Grimlock and. And I wanted to try the one-step transformation, and yeah.
Well, next up, get Switchblade Drift so that way you can, you know, shift somebody if you need to.
But, well, since I've already said that, I'll go into my wallet. You know, I haven't had a chance to buy anything for quite some time, and, well, if you can kind of see in my display case right there, kind of, yeah. Finally got my Fort Max. I've been waiting on for a year or more, and finally was able to get it. And found Generations Rhinox. It's kind of over my shoulder here in a box. Right there, yeah. I've opened it. It's just in the box since the move. And also Whirl. And I got something. Machine War Soundwave. Pick that guy up. Now all I need is Machine Wars Optimus Prime, and I will have Machine Wars complete.
Sweet. That's great.
So, I wanted to have at least one little subline that was complete, and I think that's the best line to get.
It's probably the easiest, cheapest to complete, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you know, that's a good way of getting some of the UK figures without paying those UK prices. If you don't mind the weapons being gutted.
Yeah.
Yep.
And hello, Mariah baby.
Hi.
Welcome back. Yeah. You've been gone a few weeks.
Been a while.
I've been gone a few weeks, and we're having all kinds of returns.
Yeah. I know. It's amazing. I got to set myself up here. We got to remember how things work.
Yeah.
You should have labeled this and the return.
Because
all the people returning.
But, or you can call it the rebirth.
The rebirth. Ooh.
But the rebirth is awesome. Yes.
This is awesome.
Yes. And then my last ouch my wallet is I bought a pickup truck.
But it's got one slight problem.
What?
It's a Dodge.
I don't care.
Well, that's a couple problems, but that's beside the point. Have you decided? Here's the thing. Have you decided? Is it an Autobot or a Decepticon?
I have a Decepticon insignia on the way from Amazon.
See?
It's going on the back window.
Everyone says the same thing, and my truck's a Decepticon too. So, you know, sorry.
I thought about having an Autobot insignia on it and calling it Alternator Ultra Magnus.
Well, since it was white, I figured you were going to go with the Autobots. I really did. Mine is charcoal, so I was going to go with Decepticon.
Yeah. Yours can be runabout, and mine will be runamuck.
There you go.
Yeah.
I would love to put Autobot symbol on my truck, but I can't because my truck is red, so I would need, like, the white outline symbol.
Oh, no. Like, what I have, it's chrome. It's just a chrome Decepticon symbol. It looks just like, you know, all the chrome that's on the car.
Or just get a black or white. Just get a black or white symbol.
Yeah, I can do that. But see,
you have to think outside the box. Think outside the box, and you can do it.
Thank you, Taco Bell.
Nah.
No, that is Taco Bell, isn't it? I don't like Taco Bell.
I guess you don't like Taco Bell?
Gets me gassy.
It tore me up yesterday, but I'm fine.
See, there you go.
I've never had a problem.
See, now we've degenerated into talking about our gastronomical problems on this podcast.
Yeah, but it's all about sharing, right?
Yes.
It's not just about sharing the toys.
To care is to share.
It's about sharing stuff that you probably shouldn't, but we do anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's one thing about TFYLP. You know, we stay on topic with Transformers.
And whatever else goes through our digestive system.
Yes. my family, we was needing a second vehicle, and I, you know, since we was getting ready to move, I'm like, okay, now's the time. Yeah, and it's a good little truck. It's an 06, you know.
And you don't want to move in a Fiat.
No. No. My wife, she said, I don't care what you get, just as long as it's not a Kia. And I'm like, okay.
Every time someone says Kia, I think of Chia Pets for some reason.
Kia. Yeah. But now I can actually make a trip to IKEA and buy a buy some more details.
I missed my one chance to go to an IKEA store when we went to Pawtucket for BotCon 07 because there was an IKEA store on the way up in Pennsylvania, and we had mechanical problems on the way back, and we were a day and a half delayed, so we didn't have time to stop on the way back. So I never had a chance. That Cabela's, the world's largest tackle store, we passed it too. It's like, it's Cabela's, it's the largest bait shop in the world, and we can't stop.
There's actually a Cabela's near here, but yeah. Well, these Detolfs, I got those at IKEA in Cincinnati. So, and since he's about an hour from here, Brett?
For you, it'd be about an hour and 15. Well, it's actually in Blue Ash, so it'd be about an hour and a half.
Yeah,
because it's about a half hour for me.
Well, the good thing is you're close enough to pick up WKRP, so there's that.
Absolutely.
Baby, if you've ever wondered.
Yeah. I'm old enough to make that joke. No one else will get it.
I did.
The good thing is that you're supporting Swedish furniture stores. So.
I didn't even think about that, see? So
it's good shit. I have to get it. I mean, yeah. we've got the display stand that we have our TV on downstairs. Is IKEA. My girl's computer desk is IKEA. Of course, these are, and the boxes underneath are the Expedits, and I forget what the little boxes inside the things are called. But
you know, here's the sad thing for those people that love IKEA stuff. Tobias can probably go walk down to the local surplus store that they have and get
They're
it.
Probably
right.
Like Walmart's over there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're everywhere.
I mean the quality is good and the price is fair. I mean, I think a Detol's what, $75 here? I think that's about what they run. So I mean, and then for a glass display case, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, but like I grabbed mine when they had a sale and they were $25.
Wow.
So they do have sales.
That's a good price.
Yeah.
I need to watch for
it. You were limited, like it was four, I think, something like that.
I can only fit two more in here, so
yeah.
If I can watch for a sale of that, yeah.
Always look. The funny part is because I got mine, they were white, and because they were going to discontinue white, it was $25. The black one and the wooden colored one were, I think they were regular like 50 or 55, something like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll get the white one, you know, and save some money.
Now that's the glass case and the base it's sitting on?
No, the glass case itself is $75. The Expedites are $25. Okay. I want to say.
Are those things really $75?
Yeah, I believe they're $75. Yeah.
Holy crap! I got a hell of a deal because they were $25.
Yeah. I remember picking them up.
I could be wrong. It's been about a year or so since I bought them, so.
Cool.
But that'll do my out of my wallet. Who wants to go next?
Okay, so if you find that deal on the shelves, let me know, because after moving, all of my shit is still in boxes because I haven't like actually brought anything out yet.
I remember when the sale went on. I think it was on TFW. It got front paged, and then everyone went to it. I mean, because it was just a super super deal. They do that. Like if they want to change a color and they discontinue a color, they put it down for a crazy price.
Everything we have is like black or a dark hardwood color. I find that those tend to match.
Yeah, but if you could save and get it for like a third of the price, you'd take white.
Yeah,
I did.
That's why
you can always paint it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Walmart. That's why we carry 98-cent black flat spray paint.
There you go.
I made a Walmart run today because this room here actually has really good lighting because there's a window here and a window here, and I put blackout curtains on them. I don't want a whole lot of UV rays coming in here for obvious reasons. So,
exactly.
Plus also. It would put a glare. This window would put a glare on my computer screen, and this window would put a glare on my TV screen here. So, I'm kind of a cave rat anyway. So, anybody else want to go for out of my wallet next?
I can go.
Okay.
I'll do the easy ones real quick because people have seen it. You know, Barricade's out, so you know, got him because I had to get him. He was cool.
Hey, which arm in Micron did he come with?
One with a blade on it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
The little blade dude. Oop, yeah. Up there.
Which makes sense for that being Frenzy.
Yes. And then this guy right here.
Ooh, Rampage.
Which I do like it.
Or is it Protoform X, actually? Isn't it?
Well, the only thing is I'm just pinching his tiny head.
You know what that looks like? That looks like the dude from Beetlejuice that he was sitting next to in the doctor's office. Big old barrel chest.
And then I got that, which is not that big a deal. I mean,
That's no big deal.
A black shadow.
Yeah, a black shadow in the box. So, correct.
That's a gorgeous paint job.
Never been done. But now.
I that paint job.
And only because, and I was just discussing with the guys, we did our, I think we were we on the zone at the end? But and we were talking about the little bio cards, these little guys right here. And one of our listeners, I'm very happy to say, asked me if I wanted some more. So I got them from him because I needed some more. So now I'm going to say this. Let's see if we can see it here. I need this guy right here. Give me this guy right here. See it here?
Was that the cross blades repaint?
Yeah.
Settled.
What is that? Blue Baracus or
Blue Baracus?
Baracus. Yeah, I need him. So, you know, help me help you get some money. and then I'll have my pretenders complete.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
Help me again. That's right. So, but no, I mean, we've been doing really well due to the other one of our other shows that we were talking about. I just put out there, I think I mentioned something about tech specs and got some more tech specs that I needed. So I'm even closer to completing that. So listeners, bring it in. Help me. Help me complete the collection.
Help him spend his money.
Help me spend my money. Absolutely. If you don't, someone else is going to get it.
Speaking of spending money, I will have a special deal very shortly.
I heard something about that. I heard something about an extraordinary, super-duper, once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Yes.
You might as even say it's magical.
Magical.
It's one of those deals that makes me wish I hadn't bought it in the first place because I paid a lot more.
Yeah.
Because retail is a lot more than what you're selling it for.
Yes.
Should I go ahead and do it?
Keep the suspense. Keep the suspense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tobias?
Yeah.
Well, did you get anything? Have you got anything recently? Did. Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah, I think I mentioned last week I got Cosmos. Oh, where is it?
Yes.
There's the camera.
There he is.
Yeah, but I failed to mention that I also got the Swerve, I think.
Oh,
and
cool.
I actually think he's the better toy of these two.
No.
Really?
So, for all of you out there who haven't got Swerve yet, pick him up.
And very good toy.
He's got a cool gun as well.
I have one pre-order through Capture Prey. Actually, I just paid for a pre-order for Tailgate. And Ground Pounder the other day, so I should be getting that.
Don't worry, Cosmos. He's wrong. You're the better toy. Sorry, Cosmos is one of my favorites. I've got a second one coming in, so I can get Mr. McConaughey at BotCon.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to get one too?
Well, I love Cosmos as a character. I really think it's a great toy, but I just think that the Swerve is...
Yeah, and he didn't kill the lion. Yay!
Yeah, kids in line. I also picked up my first Age of Extinction toy.
Oh.
I shouldn't buy anything before BotCon, I know, but I had to pick up a small one. And it's this one right here. It's a Constructobot. Rift.
Ooh.
One of the few toys that we have seen here in Sweden.
Well, we can send you as many as you want.
We have plenty.
Let us know.
Good. And I will surely pick up a suitcase full of toys.
I would bring two or three suitcases that are empty.
If you're like my friend Wing Zero from the UK, when he came over for BotCon, he bought two suitcases at Target just to put more stuff in because the prices were so much better.
Yeah, they are. And I hear you guys complaining over prices all the time.
That's because those guys don't go to the official Mega Toy Fan and Captured Prey parts party. Because trust me, you're going to find some heck of a lot of deals. Every day we're going to do something different. We're going to put different stuff out, different prices. So if you come one day, you need to come every day. Need to come every day. So you never know what we're going to come out
with. You make it worth the while.
Absolutely.
And I have some good stuff for you as well.
Yes, bring your trade bait. We love it. Trade bait or sell. We don't care.
And I also got another Constructobot. I haven't bought these ones before, but I was really interested in them, but they were too expensive. But now they're on a sale here in Sweden, so I got this one as well. It's Wheeljack.
Ooh, Wheeljack. Oh. I know Plasticon would be going crazy now.
Yeah. And I also picked up Defensor, that's the combiner from Creo, and Abominus.
I've still got a Piranicon I've never even opened yet.
Yeah?
The Creon combiner.
Oh, I'm still looking for that one. I got all the others.
Oh, the Piranicon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any trouble finding that one here in the States. That's one of the few I see everywhere that has any of the Creo combiners. They've always got Piranicon. At least locally.
I've even got the sea wing that you can add into it that came in the separate blind packs.
I need to kind of blast off my Bruticus too.
And I have to ask you another thing. That's the one-step transformer, that Grimlock transformer.
Yes.
How much did you pay for that?
Actually, they have lowered the price of them here at Walmart. They are $7.96 now at Walmart. Yeah. They were $9.96. Now they're $7.96. The Luxes have dropped to $9.96.
Yeah. I have a picture here that I'm going to show you that I took at a store here in Sweden. Is it that one you bought?
Yes, that's it.
And you can see the price. It's in Swedish krona, obviously. But
so what's the conversion rate on that?
$25 or $26.
Ouch!
Ow!
$25 for this?
That's got to be a mislabel.
No, it's not the mislabel.
I think $8 is a max that I would have paid for this. And
I am so sorry. That is just...
Yeah.
I'm going to continue to show you these kind of pictures. I've got lots.
I'm going to show these to you out of spite.
Yeah, because every time that you complain about prices for Transformer toys back in the States, I'm showing you one of these pictures.
Yeah, it's like, show us that picture and say, kiss my ass.
Well, wow. we'll try to moderate our American outrage at the prices in honor of your sacrifices you make for us.
Yeah.
They're on the Swedish front.
Yeah.
I have an absolutely worthless cat right here. He is curled up asleep around my foot, and I cannot move it now.
Oh, how cute.
You weren't using that foot anyway, so.
No. Yeah, he's just clutching onto it with his paws, and he's like...
Where's mine just randomly? You know, it's about time for the random attack here. I'm just sort of keeping my eyes out here.
Don likes it when he has a random pussy attack.
Oh, good lord.
he said it, not me. But Massey is prone to randomly walking up and just grabbing my arms and hanging off of them because I've done something to offend his highness.
Don's so badass he has pussy hanging off his arms.
Oh, I missed you guys.
Moving along, I'll let the group go with the ouch my wallet.
Well, that bad joke, you deserve to see another toy.
Ouch!
What's that, about $40?
Yeah, you see it? It's a generation toy. You don't even get the comic over here, so...
At least the back of the box isn't completely blank like they were saying it was going to be.
Yeah.
I guess that's something.
I kind of like that card better than the ones...
Yeah, it's
a nice card. It is.
I think if we got that card over here, I would have probably bought some to go with my card collection.
Yeah, that is actually a really nice card.
Yeah, and now to the price. $44.
$44.
Wow.
Is this a well-known chain in Sweden, or is this a local store?
Yeah, it's Toys R Us.
Oh, that hurts.
Now that's weird, because you're closer to Japan than we are, so your stuff should be cheaper.
Actually, no, they're about as far away. Yeah.
Wow.
I was starting to say you should be about equidistant.
Wow, that's... And I thought the UK was bad. Jeez. Just trying to buy Doctor Who sets is bad enough as it is.
And, my two
girls are Doctor Who nuts. Well,
it starts in August.
Hmm.
Yay!
Oh, wow. The Grimwing is...
How much is the Grimwing?
It's like... Yeah. Oh, the Ark is... Oh, my gosh. That's what about... I'd say, what, about $75? Roughly?
Holy hell!
That's $82.
Oh, wow. It wasn't too far off.
I just bought a Grimwing at Ross for $16.99. because I missed them when they went on clearance at Target for like $10, and I like that color scheme versus the dark steel version. Oh my god!
And hey guys, come over to Sweden, visit Toys R Us, and buy a Grimwing for $65.
Wow!
Buy a toy that was on the shelf 6 months ago. Yeah. For $65.
I don't think we have any room to complain about prices anymore.
No.
Well, as far as
we still will. I'm sorry, but we still will.
Yeah.
But as far as it being on the shelf after 6 months, it is Toys R Us. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's pretty
it
much
is a markup. I'll give you that.
Slightly.
No, humans complain about everything.
Maybe I was trying to figure out why they could possibly have such high prices there. Is it because is shipping like difficult? You know, is there?
Is it brought in by dog sled?
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's usually a factor in the cost of something is how difficult it is to actually get it somewhere. I mean, maybe import fees that the companies have to pay. I'm wondering.
I really don't know. Why the prices are so ridiculously high. It could be the taxes. I don't know.
Now, do you pay separate? Do you pay tax in Sweden? Sweden separate from a purchase, or is it included in the price?
It's always included in the price.
Okay, so well, that's a little bit different because it's like, like this right here was $7.96 at Walmart, but after tax it was like $8.20 something, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's still a reasonable price.
Yeah. So, but whenever you here in the States, if you see a price tag on a shelf, that is not include tax. And you know, you don't know the tax until you get up, well, unless you're good at math and can figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know, and every state has different and that's another thing too, is every state has different sales tax. Here in Kentucky it's 6%. California it's what, 10?
Eight.
It was 10, wasn't it?
No, well, where I am, no, it's 8 to 9 down here in San Diego area, maybe in northern or like the LA area, it might be 10.
I know whenever I went out to Pasadena and the last time they were in Pasadena, BotCon, everything was just so astronomically high compared to what we paid for out east here. You know, it's like gas was like
$4.50, I think.
That was one of my favorite things. One of my friends actually came to take vacation here, and she was whining because she couldn't find gas under $2, like, anywhere. And I was like, it hasn't been under $2 in, like, 5 years.
Wow.
Like, stop whining, please. We're at, like, down in the corner here next to my apartment, we're at 405. And then if I go to the gas station right next to my work, it's 395.
It's like 380 something here right now.
Yeah.
Right now here in Virginia, it's running about 325 to 335.
Oh, I wish I had that.
And in Sweden, it is?
You're measuring it in what? We have liters here?
We have gallons. Price per gallon, yeah.
I don't really know the conversion.
Is it 4 liters per gallon, I believe.
If I remember correctly, guys, I had to do it in Canada. I think it's 4.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I went over, to, you know, in Canada, and I looked, and I was like, man, this gas is cheap. No, it's not.
It's
so.
Tobias, you just need a fourth of it. You need to move to the U.S.
Yeah.
Just throw everything on a boat, get over here, enjoy the lower cost of toys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he'll get right on that.
I wouldn't hesitate a second.
Okay, ouch my wallet. We've digressed.
That's my fault.
Is somebody keeping track?
It was up to you, miss.
Yes.
Yes. The best for last.
Well, I haven't gone, but I was being polite, let her go first.
Okay.
The second best to last. The best is second last. The last is second. You know what I mean. Go ahead.
Say the ladies for last.
So am I going next or not?
Yes, you're going.
Was that a slam against me?
I said
that was a slam against you, Don.
Yeah, save the ladies for last.
Well, I really don't have anything out of my wallet right now. My out of my wallet will be in the next 2 weeks.
When see, that's why he wanted me to go first.
Yeah, I really don't have anything. I picked up a few odds and ends, but everything I found was like at Ross on clearance, like that Grim Wing. I found a Huffer, the Commander class Huffer. I did see Hound and Galvatron from Wave 2 Voyagers. I did not buy one right now because, again, BotCon's coming up, but they are out hitting stores. But other than paying for house repairs to sell the house, that's really all I had.
Okay, Mariah Baby.
All right. Since I haven't been on the show in forever, my Ouch My Wallet list is gigantic, but instead of naming off everything I got, I'm going to do the two giant ones, which is right now, as you can see behind me, I'm in a new space. I moved into an apartment like a month and a half ago. So, sweet. Like...
Moving sucks, doesn't it?
I know, it does. Oh, but I'm almost done. The living room and the kitchen area look relatively nice. My bedroom is still an absolute disaster and has still got boxes everywhere because, as I mentioned before, I have no toy shelves and no bookcases. And I don't want to start unpacking toys until I have places to put them. Otherwise, they're just kind of strewn all over the floor and I step on them and break them and my cat eats them and... Better they left in the boxes for now.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of toys are out, sort of, because I've been playing with them and I just recently bought them. So, but other than that, I mean, I've got most of my plushies are actually out, but the toys themselves are still tucked away. The other big thing, and I can't remember if I mentioned it since it's been so damn long since I've been on, is I got a new car. I have decided to name him Dr. Forrester because he is a Subaru Forrester, and that's just the easiest way out, and I couldn't figure out what the hell I was supposed to call him. And one of my friends...
Decepticon.
Decepticon. Without a damn doubt.
Have you got a sticker or insignia to put on it yet?
Yeah, he's actually got a big 12-inch, giant 12-inch Decepticon insignia on the back window.
Nice. Yeah, I'm still waiting on my Decepticon insignia for my truck, so.
Yeah, I bought this one on eBay for like $8. I was like, okay, whatever. And the only reason his name is Dr. Forrester because that's the other name that somebody suggested when I was asking about what I should name him. Because the first name was one of my friends wanted to call him Forrester Gump. And I'm like, that is the stupidest thing in the world. I'm not naming him Forrester Gump. And every single time I would talk about him on Twitter or on Facebook, it would be like I'd talk about my car and his response would just be Gump. And I'm like,
I have to chime in and say that I really like it.
I do like it.
Forrester Gump. I like it. I would actually try and get some way, shape, or form that on your license plate.
Either that or
awesome.
If it was a much older vehicle and it was kind of a jalopy, you could call it Forrester Dump.
I could, but his name is going to be Dr. Forrester. At least I'm trying that one out to see if I like it because I do really like it. The only problem with that is my car is silver and not green, and. When I got the Subaru, I knew virtually nothing about Mystery Science Theater 3000. So it was like, I don't really want to name him something that I don't know anything about. So now I know a lot more about it. So now I feel a little more comfortable naming him Dr. Forrester.
Or you could play do a Cards Against Humanity name for it and call it the biggest, blackest. Never mind.
But he's silver. That doesn't work.
Well, the card that's printed on is silver print.
This is true.
That this game is my favorite game, by the way.
I love that game. Yes. I love my bigger blacker box.
Yes.
I have never I have not played.
If you have any morals whatsoever, you will not play the game.
Well, it's like XV, who you all know from Superhero Time, said, I am too nice of a guy to actually play that game. So I thought, okay, I'll take that as a warning.
We actually, we corrupted our 13-year-old, my wife and I did, and we let her play it. And by hell, she beat me.
Oh, wow.
And this girl never will cuss. She refuses to cuss. And she was whipping out stuff like two midgets in a bucket. And, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah, she did pretty good.
But, yeah, I love that game. Yeah, but there's, like, oh, my God. In the first couple of weeks that I was here, I wasted away $3,000 very quickly, picking up things for the apartment and food and whatnot, so that at least my refrigerator doesn't look quite as barren as it does, as it did when I moved in. And it looks even more barren because now I'm broke and have no money for food.
But you can't live on ramen. I've tried that in my first apartment. That mm-hmm. and Rice Krispies, and you just can't do it.
Yeah. Well, I've got some frozen dinners. I've got some ramen. I've got some Campbell's soup. I've got corn dogs. I do have pancake mix. All I have to do is add water to it.
Yeah. But what I was gonna say is, you and Werewolf are kind of in an envious position, where you've got a brand new place, and you can actually go through the boxes and create a whole new display, whereas mine has just piled up for 15 years in the same apartment with no organization.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Don brings up a good point there, Amber. You know, since you've moved, and you know, I spent the biggest part of today, you know, I've actually got my bed frame downstairs and I'm assembling right now. It's half assembled right now while I'm doing this, but I couldn't assemble it earlier in the day because my wife had laundry laying in the room and it was in the way.
It's your first V build. Just do a V build of you assembling the bed.
Yeah. So while she had laundry down there and was going through it, I came up here and worked on my display a little bit more. And I don't know about you, but some figures that I actually haven't handled in a while, it was kind of nice picking it up and being forced to mess with the toy a little bit that I haven't messed with in months. And I kind of enjoyed it. You know, I mean, it's like getting to know my collection all over again. And it kind of gave you that warm and fuzzy feeling inside. I mean, have you experienced anything similar in your move?
No, not yet, unfortunately.
Well, you still got most of yours in boxes, though.
Most of my stuff is still in boxes, but I have busted out a few of my toys. And like I said, I mean, the plush are all out here. When I was living with my mother, all of the plush kind of were up on the highest shelf I had. So I didn't actually ever touch them. They were just up there. And then, you know, I'd post or pre-move, they kind of got a little bit of a dusting before going in the boxes. And then when I broke them all out, that was when I really did a lot of the cleaning and whatnot. So like a lot of my toys are still, they probably still have dust in the plastic bags in the boxes. So I need to go through them and make sure that they're clean before going up. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting my toys out of the boxes, because I've got a lot of awesome ones that I really like on display, and there's no room for them yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one question I do want to pose to the listeners. You know, how often do you get your figures out and mess with them? I know I did for the longest time. You know, there's figures that I don't mess with for months, or, you know, even before I moved a couple years ago, there were toys that I honestly hadn't touched in a few years. You know, they'd just been sitting on my shelf collecting dust. You know, I had them because I liked them. But, and some of them are even G1s, you know. The classic Seeker, the Generation 1 Seeker mold. That mold is pure gold. I mean, even though you got to put the fists and everything on and all the little guns and the wings, and I just love it, you know, and stuff like that you don't think about on a regular basis. My question to the listeners is, how often do you get a lot of your figures out, or do you mess with them once, put them on a shelf, and forget about them? You know, what's your thoughts?
So basically you're saying, you're asking the listeners, how often do they fiddle their toy?
Yeah.
Do they fiddle their toy once a day? Do they fiddle with it too much? If you fiddle with it too much, some people say that's healthy.
Do you handle it in such a way that the muscle goes off prematurely?
That was my next question.
Shoots across the room.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa. This is serious here. If you fit it with your toys, do you use the accessories that come with them? Do you go with third-party accessories? write in, let us know, and we'll answer it. Absolutely. Go ahead.
And don't forget if you leave the batteries in them.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And also tell us if you leave your
batteries in your toy.
Yes. Yeah. And also if you like black repaints. Nemesis version.
There you go.
If you like Nemesis versions of your toy.
The Nemesis, yes.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Yes, we told you that.
The Cheddar Glass ones.
And that's why it's Transformers for listening pleasure.
And all I'm going to say is, do you have a Nexus Maximus in your collection?
Oh, my God.
I feel terrible for saying that, but I couldn't resist. So
I personally have a Thrust and an Erector in my collection.
Check, I've got all three. All three.
I also have a Windbreaker, too. I actually have two Windbreakers.
Outstanding. All right, now that we've corrupted all the minds of our listeners, let's go to the topic.
I wasn't done.
let her finish.
Yeah. Finish up. You weren't done with the toys.
Let her finish, and then I'll go into my lightning deal.
Yeah. But continue with the playing of the toy.
Yeah. There's no playing of any kind of toy here.
Titillate us with your...
No.
I'm an adult. I don't play with toys.
No, you boxed it up.
Yes, I did.
You boxed the toy.
Her toy is in a box.
Yes.
Sadly. I really like to play with it right now. But to be a fangirl nerd person, one of my friends was in town recently and she brought her Knockout plush. And then I decided to break out my breakdown plush. And we went to Build-A-Bear and I bought him an outfit. Just being a little bit of a nerdy nerd because I can. I bought him an outfit and aviator sunglasses because they're cool. I actually bought him $75 worth of bear clothing.
Holy crap.
That reminds me, BotCon last year, our roommate got his little sister a My Little Pony Twilight Sparkle as Batman.
Oh, that's cute.
Called her Bat Sparkle.
Aw.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I bought, like... It's just stupid cutesy shit that I'm going to have. Actually, I'm going to have breakdown wear during BotCon because I can. Just a hat. I bought these little Mickey ears for Disneyland fun. There's a wedding.
Do they have like a dirty little thong or something other for them to wear?
No, but they have a wedding dress and it comes with a garter.
Oh, sweet.
I did buy the wedding dress for him. I bought mostly sundresses like this. We went to SeaWorld And this is the only guy, besides that one, this is the only guy outfit that I bought. It's like little
It looks like something
shorts.
SpongeBob would wear.
Yeah, little shorts and a t-shirt. And it's just like something stupid. We went to SeaWorld like the day after we went to Build-A-Bear. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get him like something that would look like it belongs on the beach. All of the others are like fucking dresses.
Like on Breakdown?
Yes, on Breakdown. Because he's, well, he's got fantastic tits. You kind of have to.
Well, you do realize all you're doing is beat the Rule 34 fire. You do realize that, right?
I do very much so realize that. This one's my favorite dress on him because it's sparkly and pretty.
It looks like Wonder Woman.
I know. It was kind of like it caught my attention. I don't know what it was from. I don't remember what set it was from, like set in specific for bears because they have like specific clothing.
That came from the DC characters who won't get movies anytime soon, Colette.
This is just, I don't know, just something stupid, but he's going to be wearing, and the only reason really they're dresses is because my plush actually has this like really crazy super thin waist. Like I've had to like safety pin these so that they'd fit him. And like, I can't use t-shirts because he's got gigantic shoulder tires. So that doesn't really work. So I have to do either dresses or stuff that opens up in the back, which is what that top does. Other than that, like everybody else in the Transformers circuit, I got Rampage, except for the fact that he's in a box because I don't want him. So this would just make it really easy.
You
if
don't
I just
want him, I'll take it.
If I can find somebody who'd pay me for him, I just, you know, slap a new label on it and send him off.
How much you take for him?
I don't know. Somebody on Twitter said $25 is a good idea, but I think that's kind of low for an exclusive toy, but whatever. I don't even know how popular he is. I just know that I don't want him.
Mm. Tiny head and all.
Tiny head. I'm not a big fan of the colors. And the usage of the Megatron body with those colors kind of weirds me out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He wouldn't fit in my collection. Just kind of looking to get rid of him now, and I figured I'm not going to keep him, so why take him out of the box? This is actually not mine, but Toys R Us has a whack of Whirl still.
I got Whirl. He is awesome.
I do not own this toy. This is only in my possession until I send it off to some dude in Canada. But my Toys R Us, obviously, just like everyone else kind of in the U.S., I don't know about in the world, but in the U.S., certainly, Toys R Us has, what, like quadrupled the size of their Transformers display? Because they're just now coming out, obviously, with the Transformers toys. They've actually been doing that for like the last couple of weeks, if most people are paying attention. But it was like this huge section of it was like all of these, the Generations toys, and somebody noticed that they were on the shelves. So I was like, in one of the pictures I was taking, because I was like posting all this crap to Twitter going, oh my God, look at all this. This is cool. And then he wanted it. So I was like, okay, sure. And this is another thing that I got. I'm curious. Can I see it yet? Well, yeah, you can. You can see it. Okay. This is a flashlight. And it's got Transformers characters on it. Bumblebee, Starscream, Optimus, and Megatron. Oh, they're upside down. But this is one of those shiny I don't know if you can see it, shiny picture-y.
Now that is cool. I like that. The Decepticon insignia.
Yeah. So this one it obviously comes with it's a flashlight, and then you can turn this a little bit. Oops, turn it off. Turn this a little bit and it turns into like a lantern, so it lights up the area a little better. It's something silly for kids, and I'm like, "Oh, for $6, sure, why not?" So it comes with the Decepticon symbol, and then it comes with just like on the side here, it comes with Optimus, Megatron, Starscream, and Bumblebee, and then it also comes with an Autobot symbol. And I figured, okay, whatever, for $6, that's really kind of cute, and it's a Prime themed thing, so sure, why not? For the thrilling 30, I ran across on my last trip to Toys R Us these little guys.
Oh, the little vinyl guys?
Little vinyl SD thingies. They're really, really, really cute. The only one that I wanted was this one, was the Prime set. I'm going to get the other Prime set. But
they
now
don't
that
have
I...
a breakdown?
No, they don't. They don't have a breakdown nor a knockout. I'm sad. Very sad. But this is the thing that I really want them now for. And unfortunately, this is convincing me to maybe get all of them, which kind of sucks. This is actually, it comes with the set. And there are three series and six. There are three series that are going to be coming out and six sets total. Because there's six sets and six of these come in each set. And the cool thing that I really want to collect all these for, I don't know how well this will transfer over the computer, but this is lenticular. I don't know if anybody can see it.
Yes, yes.
But this is, like, massively lenticular. I haven't seen something that pops out at me in a picture quite this badly in quite some time. That's so this cool. is... They do, there's this one, and then behind Optimus, it's obviously a big 84. And then they have another Megatron one the exact same way in the super old G1 style with an 84 behind it, and it's obviously purple behind him. And unfortunately, now I want to collect all of these stupid little SD things just to collect these. On the backs of these, they also have text backs of the characters. So I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, but it's like this is my main focus is getting the lenticular thing, and it's like now I kind of want to get all of them and then frame them and put them up.
Well, now the cool thing is if you get some figures you don't want, you could probably sell the individual figures, mm-hmm. and then you know, because there could be people out there that want just that one figure or one of those two figures and don't care about the card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, as awesome as that is, and I really do want that, like, each one of these sets is, like, $14.
Oh, God.
$15.
I didn't realize they were that much.
Yeah, I think, if I remember correctly. I don't know, I just grabbed the thing off the shelf and went, oh, my God, I want this, and I bought it. I literally don't remember what the price was, but I was staring at them for a while, because it has, there's two sets of Prime. I'm sure you guys have seen these on the boards. Two sets of the Optimus or of the Transformers Prime series, two sets of G1, and then two sets of Movie 3. And so that's kind of cool. I was like, oh, that's really neat. I'm probably only going to get the Prime ones. And then I realized that this lenticular puzzle is actually really kind of neat.
And those were where? Toys R Us?
Toys R Us, yeah. And they weren't all that cheap, unfortunately, but that's okay. In the spirit of Movie 4, I bought the... I don't know. What the hell was that? Oh. I bought the I think it's the Dino Attack or something. And all I know is that it had Grimlock in it, little Creon Build-A-Set, you know?
Oh, the G1 Grimlock set?
No, the one from the movie.
Doesn't it come with a G1 Grimlock Creon, though?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. No, all I know is this was all I wanted out of it.
Huh?
This, the Golden Optimus, is literally the only thing I wanted out of it. The rest of it is sitting in the box waiting for me to take to BotCon. One of my friends said that she wanted the Grimlock, and I'm like, that's cool, because this is, like, all I wanted was the little gold Optimus with his spear. I was like, okay, he's kind of cool. So I had to get that. And so, great, I made, like, $30 for a Creon, but that's okay. And then the second to last thing I got that's not actually Transformers-related anymore is the one of these. This is the... I think they called it nanoblocks. These things are teeny tiny itty bitty Lego blocks, pretty much. Like, there you go. That's one piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how tiny it is.
I have Transformers Shack. I would never find that.
Yeah. This would very quickly become vacuum cleaner food. But this is the Neuschwanstein Castle from Germany, and since I'm German, I figured I had to get it. And I was like, okay, it's my uncle had this, and I was really curious about it and didn't know what it was from, and then found like a section of them at Toys R Us, and I was like, okay, sure, why not? That is the last thing that I got, or this is the last thing that I got, because, you know, they're starting to appear in the mail, is the Transformers Collectors Club magazine. The only reason I got the magazine or the club subscription was so that I can get a deal on BotCon. Somebody else bought my BotCon set already. So, essentially, I'm now going to the convention for free.
Oh, wow. That's good.
'Cause that's one of the things that I can't, like, I really wanted to go to the... to the Saturday night event, or I guess in this case, yeah, the Friday night event. I really wanted to go to that, but the only two ways you can go to it, obviously, as a convention person, and this will actually also go into our discussion later in the show, that I really wanted that to go to that, and unfortunately, the only two ways you can go to that are get Primus and Minicon. And I was like, okay, well, I don't really want to get Minicon, because then I got to find somebody's Primus. So I just went with, hey, does anybody on Twitter want this set, maybe? Somebody bid it, and I was like, okay, so I have to pay for gas to get up there and half of a hotel room, and then I'm good to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, see, that's one of the things I did, not meaning to chime in too much, but because the whole family decided they want to go because we're going to go to the amusement park and all that, so... Mm-hmm. That's four plane tickets, which, you know, that does suck. But I went ahead and so they can get in for free. I went ahead and bought four of the Primus packages, and basically I sold them for what I paid for them.
Mm.
You know, so I mean everyone's happy. They got it at cost, and my kids get to go in for free. So, you know, everyone wins on that.
That's exactly the way to run. It's like that's kind of what I've gone into doing. Like if I go into any BotCon where I don't want the toys, I just sell them like beforehand. Yeah. You know, pay my way in, and you get the whole damn thing. Literally, the only thing I'm concerned about in any of the sets are the little pins that come in the box set. You know, that usually says, you know, BotCon and then the date, yeah, or the location, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, those are the ones I like collecting pins. That's one of my favorite things is to get those pins. So it was like, you know, as long as I can have the pin, you can have the box and the person.
There you go. I agree.
There pin. You go.
Wasn't there a year or two that didn't have one, though?
No, they all had pins. Well, ever since Fun Publications took over, they've had pins. And but I don't collect those because a lot of people want those in their box sets since I didn't keep all my box sets. So I went with first day pins. Since they've done a first day pin for every year, I've been able to – that's how I keep track of, you know, you use your pins. These just don't say the year. I wish they did, but mm-hmm. they don't say the year. But, you know, this one was for 05. This one's for 06. And that's kind of how I do it.
Yeah, and that's I'm a huge fan of the pins, both the first day pins and the pins from the box set. So far, I've been really lucky to usually I get them from people on Twitter. That's who I offer my box set to, and it's usually people on Twitter who bite, so it's my friends. And I go, hey, if you don't want the pin, you can have the box.
Yeah.
You can have all the damn literally the only thing I'm concerned about is the pin in the box. As long as I get to have that, then fine. You can totally buy my toys. And most of the time, they're just like, yeah, I'm not really concerned with the pin anyway.
Now, this was kind of neat since you said that. Look at that one. See if you can see it here.
The Sharkticon one.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's just a little Sharkticon. I love it. And I didn't. No one knew that you were going to get that, but when you got picked up your packet – you got this little – basically, they took a comic sleeve, and they put the comic in there, and they had like a little paper build figure, and then this pin was in there. And I thought, that's amazing. I mean, that's just – and it was free. That's just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
That was from Charticon.
Mm, that's super cool.
Yeah, really neat. And it was just
this next Charticon, I am totally on board for that. I definitely want to go. One next year. Well, since we're kind of segueing into the BotCon stuff, before we go a little bit farther, I alluded earlier that I kind of have a great deal for you listeners.
Yeah, I heard something about a great deal. Did anyone else hear about a great – I heard something about just an unbelievable deal.
Well, it's weird that Monty Hall just pops his head in my door and said, did he hear about a great deal?
See, and I think we know what he was talking about.
Yeah. Are you sure it was a great deal? Because I didn't hear anything about a great deal.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, see, to me, like a great deal would be getting something that's been out for a while and getting it for a few bucks less. That's a great deal. I mean, compared to someone who, like myself, paid full price. So, I mean, that's a great deal. So you're talking about an even better deal?
Yes. Well, I'm selling some stuff, and I need to pay for a personal holy grail of mine. And I really want to move this set. And I've had it up for sale on eBay and everything, and people you can get this set new for what, around $410, $420, thereabouts. Okay, I have a complete set of M3 Intimidator. I've applied the Decepticon insignias to these guys. They are unbroken. They are complete, and as you can see, still in the box. They have been transformed and combined. And I am offering this set for TFYLP listeners only. If you hear it on the show and you're the first one to say, I want it, and you get me your PayPal address, I give you my PayPal address and send me the money for it, it's yours. If you are in the U.S., that complete set, I am selling it for $310 U.S.
Wow.
Shipped.
Yeah.
Within the U.S.
Shipped?
Wow.
Shipped. The front door.
Within the U.S.
Oh,
now, man. If you're in Canada, $320 shipped.
That's still like a crap ton better than anywhere I've seen.
It's about $100 off.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, I've converted it maybe twice, you know, and it's complete. Still in the box, and you've already got Decepticon insignias on it. Yeah. If you want it, send me a message or post about it on the Facebook group. I believe Megamus is monitoring the Facebook feed. Yep. So if you want it, $310 shipped within the U.S. And if you're in Canada, $320. If you live outside the U.S. And are interested in it, make me an offer. Shipping gets a little bit tricky whenever you go out overseas, and that's why I'm only offering this within U.S. for those prices. But I will sell it overseas if you're willing to pay for the shipping.
Right. It's not like you're trying to make money off the shipping. It's just it's going to cost you more.
Yeah.
Sorry. And Werewolf, if anyone's curious, I still have mine combined because I am terrified of putting them back in the individual car modes with the M3 being.
Yeah, he's a bit fiddly. He's not my taste, but he is awesome. I love him in all three modes.
Here's how awesome he is. The Stunticons are one of my least favorite G1 teams, but bought this without a second thought.
I want to say I love this set, but it's not my cup of tea. That's why one reason why I'm selling it. But like I said, leading into this lightning deal, I have a personal holy grail of mine that a couple people have helped me line up, and I want to pay for it as soon as possible. And this is one major step toward that. It will pay for nearly half of it. If you can help me out, $310 shipped within the U.S., first come, first serve, $320 to Canada. And this deal will be open for any listener to TFYLP. If you hear it here on the show and you're the first one to say, I will buy it, and you and we agree on it, and you send me the money, it's yours. Like I said, first come, first serve, $310 for M3 complete in the box. I think that's a pretty awesome deal. I haven't seen one in the box that cheap, honestly. So, yeah. BotCon.
What's that?
Seems to be some kind of little fan-run convention, maybe? Or is it official?
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean that thing that's going to happen in a couple weeks?
Yeah.
In a couple weeks? Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's out there in Earthquake City, I think.
Yeah,
I heard it's all the way as far away from me as possible. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Well, if you go any farther, you'll hit water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you go much farther than that, you'll actually be in Japan.
True. But yeah, we're getting ready to talk about this, and it's not necessarily just for BotCon, but we're talking about conventions in general, all conventions, because I'd be willing to bet that the little do's and don'ts that we're all going to talk about will apply to all the conventions, all the get-togethers. You know, I know that some of the things I've been going to these conventions for a while, and some of the do's, you know, they'll work across the board, and definitely the don'ts will definitely work across the board. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, it can be said that pretty much all of us here on the show tonight have been to at least two BotCons or similar conventions. So some of us has been to nearly all of them, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've got some experiences that we can pass on to people who are attending BotCon for the first time, who are considering attending BotCon for the first time, or even if you've been to BotCon a number of times, some things that you may want to remember and everything, and kind of take these words to heart, and not just BotCon, but TFCon, SharkaCon, any auto assembly, any transformer convention that you plan on going to, some of the things that we're going to say rings true for all of them. Brett, you want to continue on?
Sure. I know it's going to be number one on everyone's list. I really do. Number one, conventions usually last for days. And most of the time for most people, they're from out of town. So you don't have the luxury of being at home and doing the things that you would do at home, i.e. take showers and change clothes and all that. But yes, you can still do that. You know, you can still take showers. You can still use deodorant. Soap is your friend. Soap is good. Because when you've been in panels all day, in the dealer room all day, and you're sweaty, you stink, and people can smell it.
Even when you don't think you stink, you do.
Right.
And honestly, you know, we're not just being, you know, it's true. The dealer rooms are generally tight quarters. There's a lot of people packed in there. The heat can go up, and I mean, you sweat, you really do, and you sweat a lot, and it's just sometimes it detracts from other fans enjoying the convention whenever you walk by and the smell of gym socks, sweaty gym socks, wafts up in your face, or something even worse. And
yes.
And you think, and if you've never been to a BotCon, you think that we're over exaggerating. And no, it's not an over exaggeration. I mean, it's.
Let me put it to you this way: for those people that have never been, I guarantee you're gonna go. Let's just say the dealer room, and you're gonna smell something, and it's gonna be funk, and basically it's gonna be from someone that left 10 minutes ago. It will linger that long. It's that bad. Don't be that person. We all know there's going to be that person. But don't be that person.
Unfortunately, that's one of the things that it's like, you know, I've heard it strived. Please take showers. Please use deodorant. Please change your damn clothing. I have seen that so many times. I've heard it tons of times on every costuming forum, on every panel about costumes, on every YouTube video about costuming and about etiquette for conventions. It's like you strive it so hard, but it always happens. Always. There's always going to be one person doing it, you know? Try the Gaslight Gathering I was just at recently, the beginning of May. It's a steampunk convention, and it was warm. So we're talking people in Victorian clothing, in upholstery fabric, in leather. Most of the time, most of those smell pretty damn good. And a lot of the time, some of the guys just smelled like leather because that smells really, really good. But then, you know, there's that one person that just like, do you even belong here?
Funk.
it's terrible.
Well, and then here's the other thing that gets me. And for some reason, Old Spice comes to my to my mind for some reason. But aftershave, cologne, whatever, is not a substitution. It's like not. You know, when you take a shower, it's not, let's take a shower with cologne and dump it on ourselves. No, it doesn't. It does, because then you have Old Spice and funk. And that's, you know, no. So, no. You know, wash, take showers. And for some people, toothbrush, Listerine, breath mints, gum.
Yes.
I mean, little stuff like that. Especially, and I guarantee for cosplaying, I guarantee guy comes up, loves what you're doing, this, that, and the other, and you're just like, oh, this is great. He likes what I'm doing. He walks up, and first thing he says is, hi, and knocks you over. Yeah.
I've had that.
Oh, there you go. I mean, we're talking simple things. You know, Megamus, why are you saying simple things? We all know this stuff. You would think, but don't be that person. That's the biggest. Don't
now,
be
exactly. Now, it's also a given, too, that, you know, not everybody, you know, sweats profusely. A lot of people do. And later in the day, everybody's going to have a little stink. But it helps cut down if you take a shower every day. You know, and honestly, most of us are grown adults. We shouldn't have to be saying this. And it's kind of sad that we do. But, you know, I mean, I've been to a number of BotCons, and you're standing behind somebody in the line and you're like, I smell your socks, you know, and it's either your socks or your ass, one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't really want that.
On a related tangent, I've been to several BotCons, and especially if this is your first BotCon or a low number BotCon for you, you're going to be hyped on adrenaline. It's going to be a massive adrenaline rush, and you're going to live off of adrenaline for 4 days. The bathing is
– that and energy drinks.
And that energy drinks, yeah.
Yep.
The thing of it is, though, the bathing is not just for other people. It also will help you cope with the lack of sleep, because you'll be up to 2, 3, 4 in the morning with friends talking.
Or later. I
mean, or later. And if you're of drinking age, you'll be in bars with various people, various voice actors and things such as ads. And the bathing will make you feel better and help you compensate for the lack of sleep. You'll go in a lot more refreshed, because you don't want to go in the Hasbro panel, using BotCon as an example, and then fall asleep in the chair. You know, and then you miss everything.
And that's been done, too.
Yep. So it's not just for everybody else. It's also for you as well. And on the adrenaline thing, make sure that you eat. Okay? You can't.
Please don't forget to eat.
Yes. But, I've known people that have got up. I was this way when I first started BotCon in 94. I was there at the beginning. I got up at 4 a.m. to be at the front door of the dealer room at 9.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Yeah. Well, I was 24 at the time when it started. And I didn't have any breakfast. I was in the dealer's room all day. It was all in one room at that time, but I didn't have anything to eat. And by the time it closed that evening, I couldn't enjoy any of the activities that night because I was so hungry and so tired. So make sure you take time for yourself. The stuff in the dealer's room, unless you're looking for that it'll be there. You know, I mean,
even so, that one rare piece, it ain't worth it. You know, one of the other things that I think is important is before you go into the deal room or the panels or whatever, the little backpacks are neat, you know, whatever. Throw some snacks in there, you know, some granola bars, whatever your treats, it doesn't matter. Some waters, this, that, and the other, because some people, they don't know, like simple things like hypoglycemia. Some people don't even know it. And then all of a sudden they haven't eaten, and bam, it hits them. Yeah. All right. You get tired, you fall down, you pass out, whatever. Yeah. It's not worth it.
Especially take that stuff with you. Especially in Pasadena in June in the heat.
Right.
The heat's going to hit you. Make sure you stay hydrated.
Absolutely.
It's just I've seen too many people sitting down in corners trying to, you know, get back up to where they were because they didn't eat. They were running around all day, and they said, "I feel like crap. What'd you have for breakfast? I didn't eat this morning." Well, yep. There's part of the problem.
Well, there's the other thing too, and I actually have to watch this every time I go to the show. It almost inevitably happens, but you know, I like my energy drinks. Everyone knows I love coffee, and caffeine is not a substitution for food.
No,
you will crash so hard. So I do. I keep simple crackers. I do granola bars too, but I just keep those. So when I start feeling weary, I just, you know, eat a little bit and picks you right up.
You know, so, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, so here you go. So here's the question I think that we should have for everybody. What is in your convention pack?
Oh,
what are your essentials that you take to con, that you take to con, to keep yourself where you need to be, and to keep everything fun?
Well, it's funny you should mention that because for me myself, not only do I have stuff like breath mints, but I for me it's crackers, little saltine crackers. For some reason, those pick me right up. So I have a bunch of those. Sometimes I have little peanut butter crackers, and you know, I have waters. I drink a ton of water, and of course, in the cooler, I'll have energy drinks and water and stuff like that. But as far as what I definitely bring with me, crackers, stuff like that, just a little bit of food, something that will, you know, because while you're in the dealer room, especially if you're a dealer, you get very little time where you can leave.
Yeah, that was going to be my point there. Because some of our pointers are not just for attendees. Also, you know, I've helped out with Captured Prey a couple times at a couple conventions now, and as a dealer helper, sometimes you just don't have time to get away. And I know at Shardicon last year, I was helping out Captured Prey, and I'd give him a respite to go to the restroom and vice versa. But I was actually splitting time between that and helping out with Master Shooter Collectibles and at their table. And I tell you what, you get so busy, and then you're like about 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock, you're like, I'm hungry. And you're like, how am I going to get food? And you can't leave the table because somebody needs to man the table. And fortunately, there were people that was now that's one great thing that I loved about Shardicon is they actually had people going around for the convention that was getting orders, carry out orders.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too. Yeah, I thought that was awesome. And they actually just came by and said, we're going here. And they helped you. They made sure that you got fed because they also knew. I mean, if you're stuck behind the table for what is it? Eight, maybe 9 hours, depends on how long the dealer room's open. I mean, and especially if you had to get there to set up and everything, you're there even longer than that. And, you know, the lunch break and maybe, you know, you eat right after the convention or the dealer room closes. I still need a little pick me up in between those, and that's why I have a little bit of snacks. So definitely bring snacks with you. I'll be honest with you, if you are one of those people who sweat profusely,
deodorant.
Throw some deodorant in there. Even if I'm talking about that, you know, that Axe body spray, whatever. And I did say, you know, perfume doesn't cover it up, you know, deodorant, whatever. But it helps. You know, I'm not saying still take your showers and everything, but maybe like halfway through the day, you're not so fresh. You know, pop into the bathroom, spray some of that on, you're fine.
Brian Johnson, he brought up a point that a lot of us do. I mean, I haven't done it at every con that I've been to, but there's a couple conventions that I actually carried either a camera bag or a duffel bag with me, you know, slung over my shoulder to put things that I may buy in it. Save one pack, one of the pockets on that for some granola and maybe a pack of gum, you know, and maybe a bottle of water or two. And that is so helpful. You know, don't sit there and go out of your room thinking, well, I need every packet on this to fill it up. You can fill up your bag, take it upstairs, empty it, and then come back down. But carry something with you. There's garbage cans around. I'm sure people, won't mind you eating granola and throwing it away. But you know, we've dwelt so much on hygiene. There's other things that we need to talk about as well.
Well, there are, but that's one of the big ones.
It is a big one. Yeah.
The other thing I was just going to talk about was maybe that horrible word that some people, you know, when they're looking to buy stuff, they don't want to do it because they're afraid to, or they think they might offend someone, and they don't like to do that haggle, you know. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You cannot insult someone with money. The person can simply say no, or that's fine, whatever.
And you're
never
coming,
know what to
coming
you
from a dealer.
Yeah, but I did see firsthand where a dealer screamed at someone, the top of their lungs, at a BotCon, because of the price they offered. And that's why I don't say everyone has the same philosophy as I do. I think that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I really do. They're just toys. There's no sense in getting all, you know, panicky over it. But you never know until you ask, you know. Is this the least you'll take? Be something as simple as that.
Right.
They got $10 on it. Would you take $5? You know?
Start low and work your way up.
Yeah. And the other thing that kills me is a lot of people will say, well, you know, I'm going to wait until Sunday because everything's cheaper on Sunday. And I can tell you, it's definitely for us. Whatever I'll sell it on a Sunday, I'll sell it for the same price on a Friday. I don't care. I have a certain value that I have to get out of that. And I'm not the guy that thinks, man, if I just wait another day, I'll get more money out of it. No, I know. And if I'm willing to sell it for X amount on Sunday, I'll sell it for X amount on Friday.
Now, if I'm going to go with the converse on that, I've not been a dealer. I've been an attendee all my years at BotCon, and most of my collection that you see, I started in the mid '90s. All the foreign pieces. That's when I learned about Master Force, Victory, Headmasters, all the UK stuff. Was my first BotCon when I learned this whole world outside G1 existed. When you go to the dealer's room, you are going to be in toy nirvana. It's going to be stuff you've never seen before, stuff you know you want. You're going to be hyped up. You're going to want to find it, and you want to get that one piece. But it's also in the way that you, when you talk to a dealer, it's also in the phrasing, not just the amount. Don't say, I'll give you so-and-so. Ask them, I'm interested in this figure, sir or ma'am. You've got the price at this. Would you consider X?
Absolutely.
It's manners. It's manners. Because if you're selling a vehicle outside in your yard and you have someone come by and say, I'll give you $2,000 and you've got $5,000 on it, you would kind of be insulted that they thought they could just say, I'll give, like they're doing you a favor.
Well, I think it's in the wording. I really think it's in the wording because, I mean, I honestly, I wouldn't be insulted by it. But I, it's not. That's not to say that I'm going to, you know, take $2,000 for it.
Exactly.
And, you know, and he also, you know, the other thing is someone comes up, and if anyone that's ever, you know, bought a car, you don't just walk right up, start kicking the tires and saying, look at the rust and blah, 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 and beating it down. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give you $2,000 for this. Now you start by, you know, well, tell me a little bit about the car. Tell me this, that, and the other. Get a little rapport going. Then say, you know, I kind of wanted one with a little less rust on it. You know, I wanted one with some better tires on it. It's the same thing with toys. You don't go in there and say, man, this one's scratched here. It's got that. And I'm just going to take, you know, I'll give you $5 to take it off your hands.
Yeah,
you're probably not going to get as warm a welcome as if you say, you know, I really like this figure. You know, I've been looking for a long time, but you know, I was really hoping to get one in a little better shape. Could you do any better on the price?
Exactly, because these people are trying to make a living off of this, or they wouldn't be there. They're not there for the health benefits of being in a BotCon. They're there to sell stuff. So, and besides, if this is one of your first shows, you can create some long-term solid relationships with these dealers.
Yes.
And over time, that will benefit you so much more than if you save an extra $5, but you're a jerk doing it. Because
right.
They'll remember you as either, hell, that's the guy that gave me that, offered me X for Y. It's like, oh, that's the guy who's bought that stuff for me. Just keep it polite. Keep it professional. If you have to, step off to the side, take a deep breath, and say, okay, he's got that on it. What can I pay that's not an insult to him, and then I come out well as well? Just, you know, a little bit of common sense when you hit the dealer's room.
Exactly. And I don't think – if you go by those guidelines, I can't think of any dealer, well, that shouldn't get upset. I'm not going to speak for all of them, of course, but I just, you know, we're talking just proper etiquette, you know. And the funny thing is, you know, we talked about hygiene, and man, that's common sense. Well, so is this kind of. But I was actually going on the reversal because some people are just too intimidated to even haggle.
Exactly.
You know, they just think that's the price and that's it. Well, you know, this isn't Walmart or whatever where the price is set in stone. You know, so to speak. Yeah, haggle. Do it. Save yourself some money.
My best friend is just like that. We would go to a show, and he's the one that bought the Grandis a few years ago when I bought the DAG base from Brave Command DAG 1. I'm having to teach him how to haggle. Because if it was a G.I. Joe figure that said 35, he'd pay 35. So, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, if you think they might take less, offer it. But it's all part of the game. It's all part of the game.
I've only had experience in haggling once, mostly because of the fear of rejection. I don't know why, but maybe it's just common human nature. Maybe that's just how I am. I hate hearing no. When I ask a question, I hate hearing no. I hate being rejected for anything. So,
well, now,
I did haggle once, and it was like, you know, I mean, it wasn't anything gigantic. It was a Skywarp figure that I didn't already have in my collection. I was like, it's 25. Would you take 20? And he said, no, that was the lowest he could go. And I was like, okay, that's cool.
Right,
I'll put it back and walk away because I only have $20 on me.
Well, but the thing is that. It didn't hurt you. You're
no,
fine.
No, it didn't.
But had he said, yeah, you would have got it. I mean, yeah. So the old saying, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Exactly.
It's the truth. It really is. And the thing is like he said, you do this and then you remember which dealers did and which dealers didn't. Then when you go back again, you're going to know. I've already done that with him before. And, you know, he does deals. If I buy like two or three things, you know, he comes down on the price. Or this guy over here, he says it's this price, but I know he'll take less. And then you'll get better at it and better.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens.
And like I said, they'll remember you as well.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I know who my regulars are. I mean, I already know. Yeah. I see them coming.
Another thing you have to consider, too, is Mariah Baby's having some issues. Another thing you have to consider too is me personally, like the last few cons that I've went to, I've had extremely limited funds, and it sometimes can be rather difficult, you know, trying to get something that you're after, and expect to be able to, well, not be able, but expect to walk away with nothing. But that way, whenever you get something that you do want, you're even more ecstatic about it, because, you know, I mean, sometimes you just can't get the price down to where you want it. You know, now let's say you have $100 and you want to buy three or four different figures, but you find one figure and it's like $80 or $90, and you're not really sure you want to blow your whole wad on that one figure. You know, it might benefit you to, like Megamus has been saying, haggle down to where you can save a little bit more money and maybe be able to afford another figure down the road. And, you know, don't just accept the price that is on the figure. You know, most dealers are willing to work with you. And another little tip too that I actually did at Sharticon, I bought a couple figures that were near complete for a really cheap price by haggling down, and this is the reason I did this. I only went in there, I had like $30 to spend total at the convention, and I bought a Sandstorm and wanted to say it was a Prime figure that was new release at that time. I can't remember which one it was. But I bought one of those sealed. And I just saw my cat coming out of the girls' room. But I turned around and flipped them for $5 more than I paid at the show. You know, it's like, you know, and I didn't flip them to another dealer. I bought them from one dealer, walked around, and I flipped them to somebody else because somebody said, "Oh, where'd you get that?" And it's like, "Well, I got it over there, but are you interested in it?" And they're like, "Yeah." And you quote them a price. Sometimes people will just buy it right off you right there. And I made 10 extra bucks and walked in with 30 and then wound up having 40 to spend.
Well, now, real quick, there is one thing about that. And I, from my point of view, I could care less. But I do know that there are some dealers that don't like that if you're trying to sell something to someone else in the dealer room. So my suggestion is make sure you're not near any tables, because what they'll do is there are some that will complain, and that is frowned upon by like fun publications. That is frowned upon. You know, selling stuff or trading stuff to dealers is fine, to each other. Like I said, I don't care. They do it all the time in the dealer room, and they definitely do it outside the dealer room. But there are some dealers that will be mad because, I mean, they paid for the tables, and, you know, here you are right outside doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it's also proper etiquette to not buy a toy and then turn around right in front of the table you just bought it at and flip it.
That's kind of douchey.
Yeah, that is very douchey. I didn't do that, but I mean, and honestly, the figures I bought because I wanted them and they were cheap. But you know, hey, you know, somebody actually saw them and they're like, "Hey, I wanted that," you know, and I'm like, "Okay, I wanted it too, but it's cheaper, you know, maybe I can make a little money off of it." I don't think there's any problem with that.
Well, like again, I said, I could care less. I mean, doesn't bother me, but I mean, I do know that it's because I've seen it happen and people get mad and do this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
But I've seen, you go to these long enough and you're going to see some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've just seen shouting matches almost turn into fist fights.
Wow.
Over toys.
Now, one thing I wanted to bring up, and I think y'all will probably agree with me, is for the newer people, and even the older con fans, before you even step foot in BotCon, before you even get on the plane or get in the car, you need to sit down and write a list of what you're looking for and prioritize.
shopping lists.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right, but like one of the other things that's good about that is putting prices.
Exactly.
What the going price is, what you'd like to get it at, so that, you know, you have a little bit of idea what to expect. And then it also stops that little embarrassment where he's got $50 on it, you know they're going for about 40, and so you offer about 40, and he's probably going to say, yeah. And that keeps you from doing, well, you take 25, which is way below what it's worth, you know, that type of thing. So, right. You know what you're looking for, know what it's worth. And, I mean, that's definitely because you'll get there, and he's right. You're gonna be overwhelmed. And then when it's all said and done, you'll go home and go, oh, man, they had that figure there. And, I didn't even ask about it because I totally forgot because I was so built up on everything else. Making a list is awesome. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I agree. Because I visited my first BotCon 2011, and it's like Don said, it's a toy nirvana when it comes to the data room. And I wrote a list over things that I was looking for. I forgot about that list in about 2 seconds.
It's very easy to do that. Yeah,
yeah, it is. And keep an eye on your wallet and your money, because literally it's going to vanish that quick.
I'll be honest with you. The very first BotCon that I went to, I budgeted like $500 for spending money at that convention. And at the end of the first day, I had spent $525.
Oof.
That's because I saw, I mean, like you said, it was toy nirvana whenever I went in there. I had never experienced anything like that. You know, it's like all these Transformers, all these ones that I want so badly or I've seen. And I'm like, oh, I've never had a chance to buy that before. And I was snapping them up. And it was like in the first 2 hours, I spent my entire budget, then some. And yeah. I learned a little savvy right then, you know, is be a little bit more choosy. I mean, walk around.
Well, yeah, and I knew you were going to say that. And here's the funny part, because I've been asked this too. And, I mean, anyone that's been doing this for a while, they've been asked, well, if I see something, should I just go around the room first before I come back to it? I mean, is it still going to be there?
Depends on how badly you want it.
Well, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to tell you the truth. There's no right or wrong answer. You know, this one item at this great price might be cheaper three aisles down. Or this might be the only one in the room. And by the time you get back around, it's gone. So you kind of got to use your best judgment. So out of everything that I've heard, what you just said is probably the best. If it's a good deal that you can live with and you want it, buy it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Because mm-hmm. if you walk away and it's not there, oh well.
Speaking of, M3 has just Jeff Shefchek of Virginia Beach, Virginia, has placed a claim on M3 Intimidator. I just wanted to let everyone know that. He's also said that since he's buying this set, he already had all four limbs loose. So he's going to go ahead and sell those.
Nice. So
if you want to buy those four loose limbs off of him individually or as a set, I guess, contact him on Facebook in the TFYOP group. I told him to go ahead and start a thread about it. So if you're interested in any of the four limb bots for Intimidator, let him know that you're interested. But
you might actually have to do that.
Yeah, he's buying the Intimidator. So
I keep staring at Car Crash, and I keep, hey, I need him. But
honestly, Car Crash is my favorite out of the four out of the five.
Exactly what I've been hearing, and it's like, and it's kind of a breakdown character, so I should probably get it anyway.
Yeah, he's my favorite out of the five, honestly.
Hmm.
One thing we were talking about as far as the BotCon goes, Tobias said, "Watch your money." From both a standing, both a actual buying standpoint, and from a safety standpoint, I think we need to bring up safety. This is not just for BotCon, but any convention. You know, make
this
sure
this is
that,
like my territory right here.
Okay, well, I tell you what, you go ahead. you go ahead and you take that.
All right. Well, safety could be a number of things. I mean, in most convention and even beyond that, in most hotel rules for just being on property, usually no running. Please don't run. Please don't push. Please don't shove. The amount of people that do so, it just, I mean, the dealer hall isn't going to go anywhere. You don't need to be in the front of the line, and you don't need to be shoving to be able to get into the dealer hall. I mean, there's so many things that you can say just on safety. I mean, like, don't try hardest not to push, not to shove, but also, especially for BotCon, considering that this is a toy line for children, there are children at the convention. And while you might be ogling at the different displays around, make sure to watch out, you know, down below. Because if there happens to be a little child, you know, I mean, don't trip over the kids, you know?
Exactly. I've seen that happen too.
Guys, if you're hyped up and overwhelmed, imagine how a little kid is going to feel with all them toys around.
Oh yeah.
Of course.
As a dealer, Brett, kids coming up, and I noticed this. I never really noticed it until I was actually on the other side of the table. How many kids will walk up and they'll see a toy and they'll start playing with it, and they'll just start walking down way, and you're like, hey, well, wait a minute. Usually there's a parent nearby that will say, oh, I'll pay for that, how much was it, or, you know, or come back here, kid, you know.
Well, one of the things that we do is I have several little grab bags, just bags of like mini cons. I give them away. So when the kids come up, here, grab one, and I give them the bag, and they grab one or two, whatever, and then they fiddle with that. You know, and
as opposed to your $30 toy laying on the table.
Exactly. And of course, so what does the parent think? Well, this is a nice guy. He's giving free stuff away, which that's part of it. But then the other thing is their hands are busy, you know, idle hands. So
yeah. That's one thing I love about them adding the play center con.
Yes.
Hmm.
The activity center.
Yes.
Yeah, they had. Remember when that Supreme Starscream came out?
Oh, yes.
and everyone was like, "Man, that thing's awesome, man! It's awesome." Well, that BotCon, they must have had 40 of them. No, they had a ton. There were so many of them, and all these kids playing with them, flopping them around, and everything because they're huge. I thought that was awesome. It was a little play area. You basically, your kid goes in there, and then you can take a break. And they even had a little break area with a couple couches right next to it for the parents. You know, it was a neat idea. Keeps them busy, you know, burn off some steam, and, you know, slow them down a little.
You had something
another
there.
Thing, don't steal the toys from that play area. Don't be that guy.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's
happened. I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Well, and I'm even going to say this simply because from the dealer's point of view, don't steal.
Yeah,
that's... You know, and every year I hear about it, and yeah, if you can't afford it, don't steal it. You know, just don't be that guy, because, you know, am I going to tell you that every time they get caught? No, but man, if you do. It wouldn't be pretty. It just wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You're thrown out of you're banned from BotCon for life for stealing.
You should never steal.
There's a special school of hell for people, like they can be banned from toy conventions for stealing.
Well, in actuality, if I remember correctly, and I probably don't remember, I know there's at least one person that's banned forever from BotCon. And if I remember correctly, it's because he opened a display or did something to one of the displays. And he did it, you know, it wasn't an accident. He did it on purpose. I can't remember. That was a number of years ago, but I think
malicious transforming.
Yeah, it was something bad. So, I mean, don't be that person. You know, once again, don't be the guy that smells and don't be the guy that steals, you know.
Hold on a second.
I was just going to say, don't haggle in the club store.
Yeah, that don't haggle at the club store.
Yeah, there's certain places you shouldn't.
I wanted to so badly, but it's...
now wait a now. I'll let it go. Yeah, you're right. Don't just don't.
Yeah. Unless you're buying in bulk, and then you yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I see that tunnel at the bottom every year, and it's like, could you do?
Yeah.
I don't think that would go over real well. Brian Savage, I would just get the frown.
One of the things, though, for the dealer for the BotCon table is this kind of, I guess, goes along the line of etiquette and of everything else. Don't get mad at the poor BotCon people when they don't know what a Fortress Maximus is.
Yeah.
most of them are helpers, and that's it. They know nothing about this franchise.
Here's a really easy way of doing it. You lean over and you go, that one. No. No, go that. Over. No, that one. That's it. Get me that one. And she'll go, and she'll give it to you. If you say, no, I want that RID ratchet, the one right there, the rescue ratchet with the special paint, she's going to go,
yeah.
Huh? So yeah,
I did that. It was I don't even remember what the hell I was looking for, but like I remembered I asked if I could have a specific character. Like, do you guys have this one? And like, well, I don't know which one we have. But
I'll have to ask so and so.
Well, no, well it was well, I don't know which one we have, so they're over here. I'm like, okay, so I followed him over there, and he kind of shuffled through them, and they didn't have what I was looking for, but.
I think it was
because they don't know the characters.
Wasn't it Dan that said that a lot of the helpers are Brian's church group?
I was just going to bring that up.
They are Brian's church group.
You know, and I consider myself a pretty good church going, you know, person, and I can't think of one time at church that I talked about Transformers. Not once. I talked about people being transformed, but not Transformers.
Unless you're the cult of Prime or something, you know.
Oh, and by the way, wait a minute. That actually just piqued my interest. Let me see this again.
There is a cult of Prime.
I think it was Brian Johnson. I'm going to make sure before I quote him. And yes, Brian. Brian says, can I be the guy who smells Steelers? And I'm saying yes. Because we said don't be the guy that smells and don't be the guy that steals. So he's going to be the guy that smells Steelers. Outstanding.
There you go.
Good for him. So Brian's going to take care of our security because he'll be able to smell them.
Through the entire convention.
Don't wear a red shirt.
Could you just imagine it? And then people will walk in and Brian will be following them, you know, walking behind them. No, he's good.
It's like, this one has pot. This one has some weed.
and we'll go, he's good, just don't steal anything.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, go ahead, Don.
Pasadena is a very populous place. There's always a lot of people around inside and outside the convention centers. Mm-hmm. If you've not been there or you're not a local, make sure wherever you go, you've got someone with you or, you know, you're taking the appropriate security measures. I mean, if you want to walk 5 blocks to the Taco Bell, don't do it at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No.
I mean, because when there's a convention in town,
you're in essentially LA. Aspects,
the more shady aspects of a local community will come out to prey. So be aware of your surroundings. I'm sorry, ma'am.
We walked 3 blocks to McDonald's at like 2 o'clock in the morning out in Dallas.
Well, there was a group of like 15 of us.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, again, it's common sense. We shouldn't have to say this, but for a lot of people, it's all hype. They're so hyped up. Mm. They're not thinking safety. They're thinking the show's over. I had such a great time. I would kill for a burrito.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to get mugged with people knowing there's a convention in town. Use the buddy system. It sounds like we're in scouts, I know, but you know, just be aware of your outdoor surroundings.
Well, and little things that maybe people don't think of. Like for guys with your wallets,
put them in your front
back pockets with buttons, money in your front pocket. For women, the strap for the purse over your head as opposed to just hanging, you know, stuff like that. I mean, most people know this, but you're in a new area, a new environment. You don't know. Just be smart and be safe. And always, you know, just like when swimming, you know, have the buddy system. It never hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that I think is also important, and since we do have an active cosplayer here on the show tonight, there is some etiquette involving cosplay.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, man.
I mean, as far as, you know, other fans coming up to cosplayers and everything, you know, I think the cosplayers know how to act pretty much. It's just other fans around cosplayers, especially ones with maybe kids.
Might not know quite so much. One of the ones that I absolutely love to do is to entertain little kids. And the only problem with it is a lot of the times our field of vision is like here. So, and sometimes if we're lucky, we might be able to see our feet. But usually it's like this is what I'm seeing out of. And like, I can't see anything down there. So a lot of the times it's like people would come up to me on the side and like put their arm around me or try to hug me or something. And it's just like, I don't know you're coming. Like, I literally don't know you're coming. And
that's what she said.
Shut
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah. But with you, yeah. But with you, she didn't even know you'd started.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's one of the things is that you have to make sure that we, like, especially, I haven't had it so terribly bad, but I've had it where it's like I've seen it a couple of times where someone would come up and they really badly want this character's hug and they want to surprise them. Even if you know the person in the suit, and even though you know, hey, this is my friend, I'm going to come up and give them a surprise hug. Don't do that. You will break the costume. You will break the costume. You might make the person fall. You might destroy their costume, ruin their convention experience, you know.
And scare them half to death.
That's going to have to wait until later. But hang on. My phone. Okay, good. It stopped. The costuming aspect of it is there are a lot of rules that go into costuming. I mean, nothing bad, just to generally keep everybody safe and to keep the convention a fun thing. And one of the things that I have problems keeping up with this, because my costumes are made of material that doesn't breathe. Drinking enough water, staying hydrated is hard for me to do. Mostly because I can't reach my face in any of my costumes. So, like, somebody has to physically give me water. You know, I can stop and ask for it all I want, but somebody has to physically give it to me in order for it to come to me, I guess. Well, that's one of the big things. And most conventions, I think BotCon does it, but now I don't remember. Most conventions have gigantic, yeah, they do. BotCon does it. Gigantic 5-gallon water jugs in the panel rooms. Use those for costuming or not. Use those. They're usually air conditioned or they're usually cooled, so it's like cool, fresh, nice water. You know, you don't have to have the excuse of, well, I can't fit a water bottle around. Usually, they have cups. Take it and go. But yeah, that's that. The no surprise attacks is a big thing because, like I said, I mean, with a field of vision that's to here, that really sucks when somebody's coming up to your side or to your back and you can't see anything.
I was going to ask you something just about that, because I've seen a couple of them, especially with some of the bigger, like with the wings and stuff, that sometimes you'll have friends or whatever walk with you. Is that like a proper etiquette? I mean, is that something you guys plan on to have someone helping? I mean, is that normal? Because I thought it was a good idea. Because I mean, I could understand that your field of vision is smaller, mm-hmm. and with these big costumes.
Yeah, those are spotters, or gophers is another word for them. They are, for me, it's the person who takes care of me, because I cannot take off, nor can I put on my costume by myself. I can't reach my face. So eating and drinking for the duration of my costume wear is very difficult. And I wear this costume. I wore Breakdown the very first year when I debuted him. I wore him for, it was like 9 to 5. Literally wore him for 8 hours.
I was one of your helpers that year.
Yeah. You were one of my helpers that year, yeah.
I was actually your mini-con. That's why I helped too.
Yeah.
But hopefully she got your name right more than they did in Armada.
Yeah. But that's yeah, that was, I mean, literally 9 to 5. I was in that costume for 8 hours. I need someone to help me because I can't touch my face. I can't feed myself. I can't hydrate myself. I can ask my spotter, and usually then my spotter would go get it for me. My spotter is also the one for larger costumes, would be a fantastic idea. Somebody has to be with your stuff. If most conventions require you to wear your badge at all times. So even costumers have to wear your badge. And usually it's like I would tie it around a piece of my costume so that it's hanging and so that it can be seen, but yet it's not obtrusive to my rig. A lot of conventions that will also allow you to say, okay, I'm in a giant costume. My lanyard is on my spotter's neck. My spotter has it. So that's one of the things that you can do with my – I have a backpack that my spotter carries. And my spotter has non-messy foods, so granola bars, crackers, nuts,
nuts.
Some – hush, you child, you –
yeah, how dare you?
sitting in a room full of toys, you big child. I see how you are. But water bottles, and then also in my emergency packs, and I'm getting way better at this now, of literally being the person that someone comes to for help. Even if I don't need it, it's in my pack. I have hot glue gun. I have super glue. I have thread and needle. I have E6000. I have a lot of things in my pack so that if someone, not even just me, but if someone needs help and sees me on the floor or sees one of my spotters on the floor, they can go to them for help with any sort of costume debacle or, hey, if you need a break, if you need some water, here, have a water bottle, you know. That's one of the things that I take care of when I'm at conventions, because I know how it can be as a costumer, you kind of forget to eat sometimes. It's not
like
just...
Like we talked about earlier, yeah.
Yeah, exactly like we talked about earlier. It's not just regular congoers, it's us too, because we're in the costumes for so long, we don't realize how much we're sweating, or we don't realize how much energy we're exerting carrying around this extra 20, 30, 40 pounds the entire day.
I know that year that I followed you around as your spotter, you almost had a heat stroke there.
It was hot. It's in Dallas. Luckily, it was all air conditioned, so it was just... I have gotten close to heat stroke before, which is why I carry around so much water now. But I literally might be kind of sort of TMI, but whatever. I actually keep my water to body level kind of in that dangerously low zone. And the only reason why I do that is so that I don't have to go pee so much. Yeah. I will literally...
Once you're dressed up, it's hard to...
It is very hard to get out of that costume. So it's like, I'll go to the bathroom right before I get in, and then I'll hop into the costume, and then that's it. I'm in that costume all day long. It does not come off. I can't sit down. I can't eat by myself. I can't hydrate myself, as I've said before. So it's like, I drink so much water, but I never use the restroom because I'm just literally using it. I'm using all of it. And a lot of people might be their first convention or might not be quite as experienced with the costuming stuff and not realize how much they're exerting and how much energy and how much they might be sweating under the costume. They might need a little help with that.
Well, I believe, I hate to cut you short, but we've gone over about 2 hours now, and we need to wrap up. BotCon's what, 2 weeks away?
2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday. So maybe next week we'll talk a little bit more about some more etiquette, and we'll also talk a little bit about some other subjects as well. But I believe there's been some really good help and pointers brought up in this convention. Of course, hygiene is the number one thing. You know, it's, I know sometimes you can get wrapped up in what you're doing, but sometimes it's just overwhelming. Anybody else have anything they want to say before we wrap?
No, the main thing is enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, well, I'll say that for next cast. You know, I mean, it's not really important, but, you know, we've had some great stuff. Tobias, you have anything before we wrap?
No, not really. Just looking forward. It's just like you said, enjoy yourselves. And, I'm really looking forward to meeting some of you guys there and a lot of other Transformer fans. Just discuss Transformers universe.
That is the best part of the convention. It's not the toys. It's not, you know, selling and buying. It's seeing people that you only get to see once a year.
Yeah.
That's the fun part. It really is. It's the community.
Well, it's like Mirai Baby. I mean, she lives on the West Coast, and you know that's. You know, seeing people like her is the con for me. I mean, that and the dealer room, honestly, that's one thing I want to talk about next week, if we can, is etiquette in the panels and tips for the panels, and also, you know, finding friends that you've got. You even make friends. I mean, you know, like I said, Mariah Baby and I, we first met in what, 2010 at BotCon?
BotCon 2010 in Orlando, yeah. When we shoved 8 people into a 4-person hotel room.
Yeah, that. But it was an awesome time though, and it's honestly a time that I will never forget. And then the Dallas one where
that was so much fun. We rented out that suite. Yes.
It was a blast. Mm-hmm. But we've ran way too long, guys. Don, Tobias, Brett, Amber, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for listening to TFYLP. Please spread the word about our show and let people know that you like TFYLP and listen to us on a regular basis. That's the only way we get our word out is through word of mouth and a little advertising through like Capture Prey and Mega Toy Fan. Check out both those booths if you go to BotCon this year. They will be there in full force and
right next to each other.
Find great deals. But I am Weird Wolf. I'm not sure if I'll be here next week, but I will try. Like I said, I still have a lot of stuff to do in my move. I know it looks complete behind me, but if you saw the rest of the house, you'd be like, oh, wow, you still got a lot to do. But
priorities. Make sure the toys are taken care of first.
Honestly, there's not a lot of stuff that I could have done. I mean, this is pretty much all I could have worked on today. Plus, I'm so tired, I really didn't want to do anything else today. But, guys, we'll see you next time on TFYLP. And I am Weird Wolf, along with Brett, Amber, Tobias, and Don. We'll see you next time.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Say bye, Massey. Transformers, when the battle is through, only the strong will survive. Till no one won. This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP
Email us at podcast@tfylp.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.